Spread the religion of the rhythm of life.
Well, this week, Christopher Hitchens and Richard Dawkins have said rude things about the Pope, that he should be put on trial. And this week, Lord Rees, President of the Royal Society of London, tells us he thinks Richard Dawkins goes too far on religion. Here's why.
I suspect my beliefs, or lack of beliefs, are rather similar to Richard Dawkins's, but I think my attitude to those who think differently is not the same as his. I believe that his attitude is rather damaging in two respects. First, I agree with Richard Dawkins that fundamentalism, both traditional and New Age, is a real danger, and I think we therefore need all the allies we can muster against it. And I would see the Church of England and the Archbishop of Canterbury, for instance, as on my side against fundamentalism, and therefore it seems to me counterproductive to rubbish people like that. I'd like to see them on my side, and as a Brit who grew up in that culture, I'm rather supportive of the Church of England. And I think there's another reason where I think his attitude is also damaging. Suppose you were teaching a group of kids in London school and a lot were Muslims, and you told them that they couldn't have their God and have Darwin. They're going to stick with their God and be lost to science. And that, again, I think is counterproductive. So I believe wherever possible, one should have peaceful coexistence with mainstream religions.
Have you discussed this with Richard Dawkins?
Not very much, no. He referred to me as a quisling I saw in the paper recently.
Oh, really? So it's a mutual.
I think because I was less hostile to the Templeton Foundation than he was.
Yes, indeed. Templeton Foundation, which gives awards for bridging the gaps, so to speak, between science and religion. And Paul Davies is one of our most famous recipients of the Templeton Prize.
Yes, I don't go all the way with the Templeton Foundation because they believe in constructive dialogue. I think there's limited scope for constructive dialogue. I think there can be peaceful coexistence, but I don't believe theologians could help with my physics.
Not that I wish to talk on Richard Dawkins' behalf, but when he was in Melbourne and we talked at the town hall and referred to, for instance, the previous Bishop of Oxford, who's now Lord Harries, he did say that if he has wonderful friendly discussions with people of the church all the time, what he objects to is when they seem to imply that other views are not welcome.
Yes, I agree. I think they should be tolerant of us as we, I hope, would be tolerant of them.
Yes, but being bombastic and excluding other people's points of view is something that you're against.
That's right, but I think Richard can't accuse others of being bombastic.
Lord Rees, Martin Rees, President of the Royal Society of London, who's on the Science Show next week to celebrate the 350th anniversary of the Society. And I see, by the way, that the Templeton Prize has just been awarded again to Professor Francisco Ayala, a Spanish geneticist now at the University of California in Irvine.